Bliss is not pleasure. Pleasure is physical, momentary. Bliss is not happiness either. Happiness is psychological, a little deeper than pleasure, but only a little. Pleasure is just on the surface, and happiness is skin deep. But just scratch the skin and it disappears. It has no real roots. It is just in the mind. Bliss is neither of the body nor of the mind. Hence, it has infinite depth. It is your very soul, your self-nature, your being. Pleasure comes and goes. Happiness happens and disappears. Bliss is forever. Even when we are not aware of it, it is there, present as an undercurrent. One just has to dig. And that's my whole work here, to help to dig a well within your being so that you can find the undercurrent of blissfulness. When you dig deep within yourself, first, you will find truth. Then you will find consciousness. And then you will find bliss. Bliss is the deepest. And the deepest is also the highest. God is only a name for bliss. God is not a person. The very idea of God as a person has misled humanity. It is an experience, the experience that is beyond body-mind, the experience of that which is hidden in you and has always been there. You need not create it. You need not search for it anywhere else. You just have to dive deep within yourself. To search means a turning in. It means exploring your interiority. I am not against the exterior. The exterior is beautiful. But if you don't know your interiority, if you don't know your inner world, your exterior cannot be very beautiful. It can have depth, beauty, joy, only if you are rooted within your own sources. If a tree wants to reach high into the sky, wants to touch the stars and whisper with the clouds, then the first thing it has to do is to reach as deep into the earth with its roots, as deep as possible. The deeper the roots, the higher the tree can rise. And the same is true about the internal and the external. The deeper the roots into the internal, the greater will be your approach into the external. If your roots are really touching your source of bliss, then your branches in the outside will flower. In the past, the religions have tried to create a split between the outside and the inside. It was a reactionary attitude, because they saw people, worldly people, too concerned with the outside. They turned to the opposite pole. They became too concerned, overly concerned with the inner. But they created a split. And that split has been one of the greatest calamities humanity has suffered so far. It has created a schizophrenic humanity. The outside and the inside look like enemies to each other. The worldly person and the otherworldly person look like enemies. The worldly is the sinner, and the otherworldly is the saint. A seeker has to be both together, in the world, and yet not of it, with roots in the inner and flowers in the outer.